defend from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. Oh, hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night. Say them always. All hail Biafra.
Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet we call Earth, on the morning of the 26th day of March in the year of our Lord 2015. We welcome you from whatever planet you may be residing in this very morning, or afternoon, or evening, or night, depending on the time zone that you inhabit. The time here now in Biafra land is 9 minutes past 8 a.m. in the morning. In London, it is 9 minutes past 7 a.m. also. Where you are, it is the same number of minutes. That is 9 minutes past the top of the hour. That is how you know we are live, and that is how you know we are direct, and that is how you know that Radio Biafra is transmitting from Biafra land. We welcome each and every one of you. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you, especially the people on the western fringes of this very planet. We welcome you, all of you, bar none. We have come once again to continue with the promise we made to heaven. We have come once again with the grace of Chukwu Abiama to continue the propagation of his gospel that will restore his own kingdom upon the face of this very earth. Therefore, we ask you to tune in to CHK 97.6. If you are in Igwacha, in Port Harcourt, it is CHK 88.0 in Port Harcourt. Radio Biafra in Port Harcourt is 88.0. Please tell those of them there, still the same family of relay stations, that is CHK, but it is 88.0 for Port Harcourt, please. Port Harcourt is 88.0. Every other place is 97.6. We welcome each and every one of you. We also welcome those of you listening via satellite, those of you that made the effort to purchase a decoder to be able to receive Radio Biafra on satellite anywhere you are in Africa. I repeat, anywhere you are in Africa, in Southern Europe and in the Middle East, you can listen to Radio Biafra via satellite, please. Very, very critical, very, very crucial, very, very important that you do so. If you're not listening to us via satellite, then you are listening with your mobile phone, your smartphone, that is, Oklahoma Apuruka phone. You must get a smartphone to listen to Radio Biafra, the ones that can browse and access the internet. If you also want to listen, you can use your tablet, like iPad or Samsung Tab or any other tablet for that matter. You can also listen by using your laptop or your mainframe computer, it doesn't matter. Any device in your possession that has internet access will be able to receive Radio Biafra, and that is how most people around this very world are able to listen to Radio Biafra every blessed day, morning and night. In between, we play you repeat broadcasts. We welcome you. And this very morning is no different from any other. Therefore, we hand over our proceedings this very morning to the safekeeping of heaven, to ask Chukwu Abiama to come to guide, Chukwu Abiama to come to be in our midst, to make sure that this very program, this very morning, as with the rest, will go very smoothly. that his name will be praised here, that through the work Radio Biafra is doing, mankind will know that indeed only him is worthy of worship. Therefore, the work we do is multifaceted. It is multidimensional. The work we do here is to bring back the children of God to his own knowledge. People think we have done that too much, and others are saying we haven't done it long enough. Other places have not received this very gospel, and they must receive it. And until they do, there is very little we can do about it. Any action we are likely to take, we will take in the interim. And if you know any support that you can offer, you offer it. Don't come on Radio Biafra, please, and ask us to carry out action. You have not bought us one bullet, not one AK-47 assault rifle. You have not done anything to support the work we are doing on the ground. You want us to carry out action. How are we going to do it? Who is going to carry out the action? We need the help of everybody. We need the input of everybody, man, woman, and child. As long as you're capable of reasoning, as long as you are a Biafran, by which I mean you come from Cross River State, you're from Akwa Ibom, from Rivers, from Bayelsa, from Delta, from Lower Kogi, I mean Igala people, if you come from the eastern fringes of Edo, which is Ebanke or Ibakari, if you come also from Lower Benue, which is Idoma, if you come from Enugu, from Anambra, from Imo, from Ebonyi, and from Abia, all of these people belong to one family, that is the family of Biafra. We have allowed other people to come and sojourn in our midst. They have brought their way of life to come to us, that we do not deny. But what is undisputable is that the people of Ishekiri, Isoko, the people of Urobo, the people of Ejo Izon, for that matter, those of you from Ogoni, which shouldn't be, there is no name like Ogoni, but we must have to concede to that. Those of you also from Anioma, those of you from Igala, those of you from Idoma, those of you from Iboland, those from Yefik, those of you from Ibibiolands, you are all one family, one people. If you doubt me, I will give my blood for a DNA test and you produce yours. We give it to an independent laboratory anywhere in the Western world. Ask them a simple question. Are these people one or not? You'll be amazed at the result you will get. They will tell you that they are one. After all, in Idoma land, they have a K. Oria Afonkwo. Are you aware of that? In Idoma land, they have a K. Oria Afonkwo. Are you aware of that? Some of you do not know, but we are here to inform, to enlighten. We are here to bring you to the awareness, to the knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God, and in that very process is the only entity worthy of worship. Therefore, we come once again before you to offer all that we are in supplication, in prayer, in adoration of your magnificence and your holiness, that your will may abide with us, that your spirit may guide us, that you may cloak us, that you may protect us as we embark upon this very journey to restore your kingdom upon the face of the earth. That in the end, Biafra will come so that every honor and glory may belong to your magnificent name now and forever. Now and forever. Because you are God. Chukwokike. Here we worship you. Here we don't apologize for worshiping you in truth and honesty. That is why you have kept us. That is why you have maintained us. And that is why we have remained incorruptible. That is why we have remained whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why the praise of your name will continue forever. And that is why this same country of yours, this same nation you will come to, where you to come to this earth tomorrow, we will worship you forever and ever. In fact, we will sacrifice it to your magnificence and your holiness because you are worthy of praise and no other entity. And I'm a Pharisee. I don't worship white man's idol. Here we worship Chukwu Abiama in spirit and in truth, that mankind may know that he is God. We welcome each and every one of you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the host and director of Radio Biafra, the leader of indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, IPOB. And also the commander of all Haloyu forces, by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama and not man. I will serve you now and forever in truth and honesty. I will never lie to you. God is my witness. I will not deceive you. I will not prevaricate. I will not retreat. I will not surrender. Either we get Biafra or we die getting Biafra. There is no iota that will be given. Life is meaningless without Biafra. Chukwu Abiyama knows this. That is why he asked us to come. That is why Chukwu Abiyama determined that we should come. And we are here this very morning. And you must also come with us. If you can volunteer to die for your country, you can join the army. If you can support through feeding, through cooking, by if you're in the medical profession, whatever help you can bring to bear upon what we are doing, we gladly welcome it. We gladly ask you to come to participate, to be part of what we are doing. This place is a den of lies and cheats and deceivers. I did not sleep at night, I have to be honest with you. I did not sleep. I have been making sure that our men in the field make every contact necessary. I kept asking them, did Gowon, are you telling me that there is something we missed? Go back and find out. They said there is no Gowon at Ebariam yesterday. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. I said, but they said, I said they are telling me that there was no Gowon. It's a lie. It's a stage managed photo opportunity. Nobody saw Gowon. No, if he came there, they never knew. If he left, they never knew. Nobody saw him. We have never seen people that attended the so-called lecture that he delivered to an empty hall. That troubled me immensely. I must be honest with you. As somebody was saying, they said they want to play with our brains so that we'll be thinking about them and wondering, and in the process possibly go mad and abandon this very divine project that Chukwu Abiyama said we must come here to execute. We must continue. They are lying. And we don't, because we can never ever lie. Here we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Is your coupon the truth is life. And as long as you speak it, you will live to be as old as possible. This is Radio Biafra. We will go on to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day, this very morning of the 26th of March 2015. The time now is 8:19 in the morning. But once again, we must remind you of our contact lines, please. If you want to speak live on air, the number to call is 081-653-26272. 081-653-26272. We also have an inquiry line if you have any help to give, any support to render, if you want to volunteer to serve in the army. The number to call is 090-907-76589. We are also on Skype this very morning. We are also on Viber. However means you have chosen to come to us, we very gladly welcome you. Once again, this is Radio Biafra, and we are live, we are direct, and Chukwu Abiyama only is God. We welcome you wherever you are. I will now proceed to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary in the manner that we are accustomed to. We are reporting today that they are panicking. They are seriously panicking. They have now taken PVCs to churches in Enugu. The PVCs are in churches in Enugu, not at INEC offices. Please, everybody should listen. They have taken the PVCs, the ballot boxes, they have taken it to churches in Enugu. They are no longer in INEC offices. What is happening here is unbelievable. Cloak and dagger operation. Everybody wants to win because their life depends on crude oil. People without shame, they don't manufacture anything apart from pure water. They don't do anything meaningful with their lives. Everybody is waiting to get into office to loot and to pillage and to steal. Not to build, not to create. No, never. That is why they kill themselves in order to be able to get into political office. That is why the ignominy of carrying ballot boxes into the house of worship. That's what they have done. They have hidden them in churches in Enugu. This is Radio Biafra. They do anything and we report it here. We will keep informing our people. Any move they make, we know. I didn't even know that this was going to be publicized or made available to the wider public. INEC ballot boxes and PVCs are in Enugu churches. In Enugu churches, for your information. Diaspora Ndibo endorsed Jonathan. I don't know who they are. I have lived in England for very many years, for over 20 years. I don't know what is Diaspora Ndibo. I don't know what it means. They said or they claim they are now endorsing Jonathan. As I said, if Ekwensu is to come out from hellfire, Igbo people will endorse him as long as he came with some money. Okorocha has lured us into Jonathan protest. Okorocha deceived us into coming to protest against Jonathan, according to APC women. Now the truth is coming out because Okorocha is an agent of Hausa Fulani. He's a malam himself. He has come here to do the bidding of Sokoto Caliphate, the same way that Hodges Okalo before him tried his best to Islamize as many people as possible. Okorocha has come to bring confusion, to bring division, to Islamize, and to make sure we are held in the bondage of Quran. Okorocha has come to enslave everybody, in case you have not noticed. He lured us into Jonathan protest, according to APC women. I don't know the meaning of APC women. Do APC have women? Of course they may have. So some of you may be APC Hausa wives. You know where. Isn't it? APC wives. Our mothers are being called APC women. Nobody's ashamed of him or herself. And you want Chukwu Abiyama to bless you. For Chukwu Abiyama to bless you, you must confess your sins in the open. People wonder why we are blessed. We don't have money, that is true, but we are immensely blessed. Why is the question? Because on Radio Biafra, we confessed our sins to the whole world. We told the whole world that the evil practice of Osu is an abomination before heaven and this very earth. Abomination over abomination. Liars and cheats telling you that some people belong to Abara, to Arosi, Nyaruraro. Some of you bought or we are born into that mindset that some people can be removed from the main discourse of our day-to-day lives in our communities. That they are, we told the world verbatim in public, this is something we do that is wrong and it cannot happen in Biafra, because every man, woman and child is born equal before God in heaven and the laws of man on this earth. The same way your father married your mother, stayed with your mother and your mother conceived, is the same way every other child is born. There is no child that came from any Abara or Aros. It's a lie. Pure lies and darkness or chichiri. Darkness, and you wonder why we have come. Do you see why Chukwu Abiyama asked us to come? Before now, only Mbakwe was able to discuss this. Osu is wrong. It doesn't have a place in Biafra land. It does not exist and will never exist in Biafra. If you call somebody Osu, you will go to prison. You will tell me if you were the spirit that came at night to pregnant the woman that gave birth to the child. Here we don't tolerate ignorance. We can debate, but ignorance is not tolerated. It is an ignorance-free zone. Radio Biafra IPOB is ignorance-free. When you come here, you learn. When you come here, your brain opens. When did the spirit go and... Oh, in fact, if that is the case, if their parents or their mothers were pregnanted by a spirit, that means they are like Jesus Christ. No man slept with the woman and the woman conceived. People must be sensible and reasonable. There is no Osu here. Because we confessed our sins before the whole world, Chukwu Abiyama heard our prayers and said, at least these are my children and I can work with them. And ever since he has been with us. He has never abandoned us and I don't expect him to. Because we have this work to do in his name. That humanity may know that Chukwu Abiyama is God. We must continue. We need to continue to do our work. The common sense revolution has begun. The common sense revolution has now started, according to a writer, according to a preacher. Common sense, of course, Radio Biafra is here. There has to be common sense. There has and there is need for common sense. Black people do not have common sense. That is why they don't have drinking water. I'm not insulting you. I'm telling you the truth. If I come to your house now and open the tap, can I drink water? The answer is no. Do you know that before Christ was born, do you know that Romans were drinking water from tap? They were having a bath? Do you know they were building roads? I said 3,000 years ago. 3,000. You are in the 21st century. You don't have drinking water. You are not a human being. That's the meaning of it. We are not insulting anybody, telling you the obvious fact. If you don't like it, you have a change inside you. If you don't like it, you change. When a white person is racist towards black people, I see it as a challenge. I never see it as an insult. You are saying to me that there is something you can do which I cannot do. And I go out and I try to prove you wrong. People should go and prove us wrong. Tell us you are intelligent. Prove to us that you're knowledgeable. Go and make sure there is electricity and drinking water. And then you come back and I will polish your shoes for you. We must continue. Windstorm Sachs 500 is not just windstorm. I don't know if anybody yesterday drove across anywhere in Biafra land, the central part of Biafra land, Inowere. There was rain. In Onitsha, it was pouring down. You need to see the storm yesterday. It was lifting vehicles, carrying vehicles. Oneme Bofuma, he's an action governor. Action governor was nowhere to be found yesterday. Everywhere was inundated with flood water. Everywhere there is no storm system, no drainage system, nothing whatsoever. Nothing. Windstorm Sachs 500 in Biafra land, it was raining cats and dogs yesterday. Lekki residents and bank tango over generating set. Generator. On a half yotu. Maybe if you listen very carefully, you can hear ours going as well. Everywhere you go to, generator. Everywhere you go to, people are generating electricity. So much noise, so much pollution. Even my voice is going. I don't know if it is because of the fumes I inhale from the generator, or God knows. I have no idea. Dust everywhere. Everywhere is dusty. Everywhere is dusty. And people tell me they are civilized. No, you are not civilized. You are a baboon or you are a monkey. Simple as that. Because you cannot master your environment. The reason why they have first world, second world, and third world is because people who have mastery over their environment. Chukwu Abiyama gave you stones to build houses. Not cement and sand. Chukwu Abiyama gave you clay to mold. Not just to eat as nzu. All around you, you have trees to build houses and beautiful furniture. You use it to build coffin, casket. How about yozu? Trees that Chukwu Abiyama made to be used for the comfort and enjoyment of man. All you can do is to use it to build coffin and casket. All around you, there are natural resources which you have not utilized. Chukwu Abiyama cannot give you coal and also come down from heaven with angels to start building coal-fired power stations for you. You have coal. You do the rest. You have oil and gas. Go and generate electricity. Go and generate electricity, for goodness sake, and stop behaving like animals. There is no electricity. There is no drinking water. But you want to go out and vote. Vote for who? Is it the person that is going to bring drinking water and electricity? The answer is no. They have not done it in nearly 60 years. Is it in the next 4 years they're going to do it? And also remember, for some of them in their second term, all they do is to loot, to steal. and to pillage. They don't have common sense. They don't have the brain, the application, or the discipline to execute any policy that will benefit the entire masses. They cannot do it. Their wickedness is inbred. They are black people. Therefore, they came to this world with a heart of wickedness. That is why black people are poor and backward, because we are wicked. In this yogi, wickedness, the personification of wickedness. Black people are wicked. Wickedness, since the white man came, that is. Before then, it was Ebe Beru Gobere. Before then was natural justice. Before then was the ability for people to speak freely in public, until the white man came and rendered asunder everything that held us together. It cracked, the center could not hold anymore, and things fell apart. Till today. Is Ndibo in Kaduna, Ndiara. This is Radio Biafra. Lekki residents and bank tango over generating set. They are fighting over generator. The noise is killing. You don't have peace of mind. You're always thinking, when am I going to turn off the generator? When am I going to? You don't therefore relax and enjoy it. Oh, does the generator have fuel in it? Or does the oil need changing? These are all the issues you worry about. No wonder people are dying prematurely. For you to have electricity, you need to think about where to get diesel or petrol. You need to think about if the generating set has enough oil. You have to think about changing the oil. Even as you're sitting down, maybe the fan is blowing. You're thinking, do we have enough petrol in? You are worrying all the time about your generating set. Generator. It is everywhere. It's even causing problems in Lekki. Low global oil prices to linger for long. The zoo is in trouble. Low oil price all over the world will be here to stay. It will be here to stay for the foreseeable future. Kaduna have now recorded 3,721 new tuberculosis cases. TB tuberculosis. They are dying of cholera, river blindness, elephantiasis, and now also this very problem of tuberculosis, TB. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. Very, very sad. I will win Saturday's election according to Buhari. So they have already voted. Obama has voted for him, and he has won. All the Arab world, they have voted for him. Everybody carrying a Quran will vote for Buhari. Everybody in Boko Haram, in ISIS, everybody in Al-Qaeda, everybody also in Taliban will be wishing that Buhari wins. And then after that, there will be darkness. You people are about to witness your end. Some of you, as I said, by this time next week, they'll be planning how to bury you. You come out to vote and you perish. And of course, what white people tells you to do is what you're going to do. But we are telling you the truth. We are asking you not to come out to vote. If you do not vote, Biafra is a lot closer. And also, there are people who are not intelligent enough. There are those of you who are not discerning enough to understand that there is a difference between electoral practice and that of census. Census does not confer any mandate or legitimacy to exercise power on one's behalf. Whereas voting does. That is the difference, because we are educated. When people come to debate with us and you are not knowledgeable, I will not use educated, you are not knowledgeable. In fact, I use education. Education doesn't mean Western education. You can be a Pamwantapa in the village and you make sense. That means you have common sense. That means you're educated because you know what you're talking about. It doesn't mean because you cannot write convoluted grammar because of that you're not educated. That is nonsense. That is another thing that the white man brought accord with their gods when they came here. Everything went backwards from there. This is Radio Biafra. Federal government and the defense headquarters doubt abduction of 500 in Damasak. Now they have realized that some of these abductions are fake, orchestrated by even their women. They are now beginning to doubt, because we knew that there were no Chibok girls. Awusa Fulani used it to make money off Jonathan. They used it to blackmail Jonathan. And Jonathan, of course, fell for the gimmick and kept paying money to Awusa people. They take our oil, in case you don't know. In case you don't know, the crude oil we are talking about, they take it. It is naked. Crude oil is in Izombe. They come and they take our oil. and they can't even give us jobs. They take our oil, they sell it. They are living very big and very large. And we have to go and sell bicycle spare parts in Bauchi before we can feed. There is something wrong with that. How many people you know who are graduates that have employment? I said, how many you know who are graduates and have employment? Do you know what this country does to people? The zoo. Do you know what Nigeria does to the psyche of an average, honest, God-fearing person? That is why you have to be a thief to survive. You can see them, they steal, and they still go to their Pentecostal Yoruba churches and pretending that they are the children of God. Of course, they are not. They are the offsprings of Lucifer. Evil people, wicked people. Here we cure them of that very illness. Here we tell them that Chukwuebem is God. My role in Adax oil deal, according to Adoke, these are people that steal money, not Igbo people. There is no Biafran that has ever stolen money. Not even Don Etiebet, he doesn't have money. Name one millionaire in dollars from River State. Dollar millionaire that made the money from oil well or by owning oil concessions. There is none. In Bayelsa, where Jonathan comes from, I want you to name one person who is a multi-millionaire in foreign currency because of the contract that they got from the Zoological Republic. The answer is none. Who are the people enjoying the oil coming from our land? I keep asking them. Is Hausa Fulani? And who are the people telling you that an Igbo man is your problem? The same Hausa Fulani and Yoruba? Who are the people now telling us that Isekiri, Urobo, Isoko, and also Ijo is somehow from Bini? The same Yoruba and Hausa Fulani. Because they want to keep us divided. The more we are divided into South, South, and South East, Hagana and Ngomono steady, they'll be drinking oil steady. Oil will be going steady to them. You, because you are preoccupied with nonsense. You come to Ikwere land. You come to Eche. Oh, we are not Igbo. We are Igbo, we are not. We speak Igbo, but we are not slightly Igbo. Where do you come from? From Benin. By Akreka from Benin. People talk so much. Akaraka from Benin. People talk so much. People. Rubbish. And as you are busy squabbling over your own name, your name is Adolu, Umu Adolu, the single child, daughter. You are from Umu Adolu. You don't know, even know where you come from. No wonder Hausa come through Ajib and Shell and take your oil. No, not Sokwa Sokwa. South, South, and Southeast, when we lock into one, that door of thievery is closed. As I said before, everything you see in life has resonance in nature, in spirit. Listen, if you keep your door open, every manner of thing can come in through it. Shut it down. There is a crack between South, South, and Southeast. We close that gap, the enemy can no longer come in. It's a simple thing. Leave your hands open, anything can go through it. Lock your hands together, nothing can come in. You become safer and secure. Even in terms of security, if you lock down, nothing comes in. If you leave yourself open, Alamajiri will come, Boko Haram will come, even Chibika Meichi will come. He calls himself Rotimi. He wants to be adopted by Yoruba people. That is how low our people are. You have low self-esteem. That is why you need to change your name to be accepted by other people. That's how sad it is. Very, very sad indeed. This is Radio Biafra. In Port Harcourt, Igwacha, we are on 88.0. 88.0 in Igwacha, that is where we are. Radio Biafra is everywhere. And we are making sure that this gospel is spread. Please, all our admins, please take note. Change the frequency for Igwacha, Port Harcourt. That's the name is Igwacha. Because the sand is white. Have you noticed that the sound in the sand Aja is white in Port Harcourt? Igwacha. Igwacha. So that you understand. Port Harcourt. What is the meaning of Port Harcourt? Is Port Harcourt a Nembe name or Kalabari or even a Bunabale? Is it a name you go to Eleme and you know? If you go to Umuokuta, will you know what is Port Harcourt? I'm asking. If you go to Mukurushu, will you know? If you go to Umu Okoro, mad people. Umu Okoro, the children of Okoro. But this is Radio Biafra. We will teach you who you are. Since you don't know, then we teach you. Why do we show you that Calabar people are the same people that inhabit Calabari today? Because there is a saying in Igbo language, Ihan ezima dezima wanne. Do you understand? Your father or your mom cannot bring somebody to your house and say, this is your friend. No. But they can say, this is your brother, your cousin, your sister, your uncle. Oh, come and greet your uncle. Do you know that this is your uncle? Come and greet him. You will greet your uncle. Ihan ezima dezima wanne. That is why we are pointing out to Niger Delta, South, who your brothers and your sisters are. The same blood, the same family. One blood and one family. You allowed yourselves to be deceived by Awosa people. Are you now drinking the oil? Are you not fighting for amnesty? You had to go and take up arms to fight. Isn't it interesting that even Niger Delta militants, they never fought Igbo people? They are fighting the zoo called Nigeria. The same people that told them that Igbo man is their problem. Somebody came to your family and is telling you your brother is your problem. I will ask you, what is your problem in coming here? Are we not allowed to quarrel? Don't people have problems in their families and settle it? Why is it that an Awosa Fulani Yoruba came to our land to tell us in Biafra land? Igbo man is your problem. And now that we are reconciling, coming together as one family, they are now telling us, oh, don't, you know, they betrayed you before. They betray you again, oh. The same people. But this is Radio Biafra IPUB. We have overgrown all that rubbish. They can never deceive us again. They can never cheat us. Yes, we are offended. Yes, we have forgiven them. Yes, they have now realized that they made mistake by fighting for one Nigeria, because you people are the ones killing them. It was one Nigeria that bombed Odi. Do you remember? It was Yaradua that sent in troops into Wari. There was a song. Who played that song? They don't kill me, my papa, my mama. Who played that song? From Wari? There was a Wari boy musician that sang a song. That they have killed everybody in his village. Who killed those people? Are they Igbo people that killed them? No. Yaradua sent Nigerian troops. Obasanjo killed us first. Then Yaradua sent land troops. Am I lying? Did an Igbo man send any troop into Niger Delta, so-called, or South? The answer is no. Who sent troops into that place to kill people? Even having lied to you, having told you lies, that Igbo man is your problem, why then did you send troops to go and kill people? This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We are live and we are direct. There is somebody called Adoke, the Attorney General of the Zoo and Minister of Justice. He has denied the allegation of his involvement in the alleged 2.8 billion oil deal. Chief Justice of the Federation, Wonyoshi, is a thief. I told you before, if we give news on Radio Biafra, give it 2, 3, 4 days, the truth will be revealed from another source to corroborate what we're... I told you, journalists, thieves, judges, thieves, everybody, including lecturers, Enyawola Wonyoshi. A country that is steeped in criminality. Everybody is a thief. Everybody is looking for a quick way to make 1 or 2,000 naira. In the end, everybody is poor. Everybody is poor. White people can give you goods on lines of credit. They don't know who you are. They can give you a credit card with £10,000 in it. They have not seen you before, but they trust you to pay back when you spend that money. Do you understand how people... Do you see how developed countries are? How many credit cards do you have in the zoo? I have never come... You have MasterCard or Visa card that if you don't have money in your account... A white man you don't know or white woman living somewhere thousands of miles away can give you a credit card with £10,000 in it. Take this money. If you're in hardship, go and spend it. When you have, you pay back. That's the meaning of credit, to buy something on credit card. Which African country gives you credit card? Has an African man finished being wicked and evil? I don't know where you people get your wickedness from. You come across the road, custom checkpoint, immigration checkpoint, along the same road, anti-terrorist squad, counter-terrorist squad, the same road. So wicked. They become evil. Their brain turns to... If you want to see why I believe Ekwensu is a black man, come along the road and see it. Lucifer is a black man, I'm telling you right now. You need to see the wickedness people encounter every day on the road. From black people. Wickedness beyond wickedness. Come and see it for yourself. You're driving a car and they park you. This car, these are the custom papers. I brought it out. There is no number. Because there is no need for me to put number. For I have 3 months of grace to put number. These are, they still park you. Give me 5,000 naira or you're not going anywhere. And their guy is in the office waiting for them to bring that money. From there, he will give the controller general of customs. From there, they pass their own to minister and then to Jonathan. With this level of wickedness, are you telling me that Satan is not a black man? Is that what you're telling me? There is a level of evil, agwojo, satanic behavior that black people inhabit inside them. In this Yoji. Black and wicked. How many times are you traveling abroad in America or in Europe and you see checkpoint? Clear very well, pack very well. Even when they were not this developed. You must give me money before you continue on your travel. Pure broad daylight extortion. In any country of the world, they will go to prison. But, our guy said if you don't bring enough money today... And all these custom checkpoints are in Biafra land, not in Awasa land. There is no custom checkpoint in Awasa land. In Biafra land. They won't allow us to go to Port Harcourt to clear our goods. We cannot go to Calabar. They have not dredged River Niger to allow us to come to Onitsha to offload containers. No, never. They say you must come through Lagos. So they will keep taking money from us as we are coming along the road. Is that fair? Is that proper, I ask? And Jonathan is your man. Crazy, crazy people. And they are Akunubu. People who cannot reason properly. If you're upset, do something about it. Don't feel sorry for yourself. After all, you love white man, don't you? The white man came here and took you away in chains. You worked in plantation without pay for 250 years. You're not upset with a white man. You're upset with Nnamdi Kanu for telling you the truth. Do you see how mad people are? The white man that came and emptied your villages with chains, bound you and put you in cargo ships and took you to your plantations in the Caribbean and in the Americas to go and work for free as a slave. Today you love them. If they ask you to vote, you vote because you have no brain. But Radio Biafra telling you the truth, you are getting upset. So you prefer me to come and tie you up with chains and take you as my slave. Then you will like me maybe. Because you're black, you think negatively. Everything is upside down. Everything is upside down. Agamina Gunoku until you change. If you change, you will earn my respect. If you don't change, I will continue to cast from Biafra land. Is his name Biafran? The answer is no. Mohammed Adeke. He is the Chief Justice of Nigeria because of oil from Biafra land. Not in his village, there is no oil there. In Biafra land. And the same man will tell you, we are in one Nigeria. South-South is different from Southeast. That is the reason why. Can you see it? Oil, $2.8 billion. Billion. Where is the money? It's in a foreign bank account. And you are here suffering. Kaiga, let's vote. He's our man. This UG, black people are full of ignorance. That is why you're monkeys and your baboons. Mad people. Go and vote now. Foolish people. You're going to vote for who? The one you voted before, have you survived it? If a road is good, you travel it 3 times. The one you have traveled, you're dead. How many people have you buried in the past 4 years since Jonathan has been there? How many of those people died out of hardship? How many of them lived to be even 70 years old? You have been burying people. Jonathan has been in power. You've been burying people. How many of them were up to 70 years old? See, in some villages, you have people in the mortuary, 5, 6, 7 at the same time. Why? Have you asked yourself why? Because of your wickedness and evil. You people don't speak the truth. You lie to yourselves and you lie to your spirit. That is why you are black and that is why you are backwards. Tell your children, I tell my own. I sit in the Mecca down and I tell him, you have to prove that you are better than your surroundings by being exceptional in everything that you do. Exceptional in everything that you do. You are not, I said to him, any day you feel sorry for yourself, that day I will bury you alive. Never feel sorry for yourself. You have to be the best in your class. I said the best in your class. My father told me it was primary 2. I can never forget. The best teacher I ever had was Mrs. Agba in Aba. Those that know her very well, she doesn't live very far from the school. I went to Cameroon Road End Primary School, now called Green Street. Before then was Dick Hogan Primary School in Aba. Mrs. Agba, I don't know if any of my classmates are listening. She limps when she walks. Do you know that what this woman taught me at the age of, is it 6 or is it 5? I can still remember till today. Mrs. Akwa, the best teacher I've ever had in my whole life. I can never forget her. The daughter is Ngozi. We used to go to their house. Me and my, I've forgotten the daughter of my friend's name. These things come to me as if I have a photographic memory, but of course I don't. Very vividly and very clear. I came second in the class. And I came to my father to say, you know, because that time, you know, if you come first, second, or third, they give you a gift in school. They give you a present. And the person that came last, they give the person a broom. So in the assembly hall, they will call out who came first, who came second, who came third, and then who came last. And they called me. I came second. I was so proud of myself and very, very, I said, oh, I've done very well. I remember coming on holidays, I came back from Aba because I was with my aunt to see my parents. And I said to my father that I came second. He said, and who came first? I can never forget that. It's always good to at least come first. Aspire to be first in everything that you do. The same thing I passed over to my son. Try and be the best that you can. Don't allow excuses to becloud your sense of judgment. If you do something and you don't succeed, don't blame anybody else. Blame yourself. I never blame people. I always blame myself for everything. That way, you improve. That way, you don't expect other people's behavior and character to influence an outcome that will be beneficial to your existence as a human being. This is Radio Biafra. When you come here, you learn. Every blessed day, the very finest university in the whole world. If there is any radio station better than Radio Biafra, come and say it. Even presidents of the world listen. Right now, they are listening. And they, too, are also learning. We must continue. The news in greater detail. INEC takes PVCs to churches. Maybe to pour the blood of Jesus on it before it starts perform its journey. Eleanor, come more chineke panyime ballot box and rig the election for them. The Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, in Enugu State, has added a new dimension to the distribution of permanent voter cards, PVCs, by moving it to various churches to locate owners of the cards yet to be collected. Oh, my goodness. They are not even prepared and ready for elections. Yet they want it to hold. The white people of the world are pushing you to hold elections because they have something to gain from running a very corrupt regime here. I believe that some elements in America and in Britain especially are more interested in corrupt governments than in the welfare and well-being of ordinary people. That is why this very morning we are calling on, as my deputy will say, Uchemefo, on all men and women of goodwill around the world. That in Africa, people want to do very well, but they don't have good people outside to support them. Only those prepared to do evil, to commit crime, to commit murder, to kill and to pillage, only them have friends in Obama and in Cameron. We know that some white people are conscientious. They have conscience. They must come to our rescue. Because the governments of America and of Britain are more interested in working with corrupt individuals. How? It is here. They have printed PVCs. They never distributed them before now. Today, so are you saying that you come that day, you get your PVC, you get accredited, and then you vote? It's only 2 days away. Chaos and disaster awaits them. Things will no longer be the same after that very day. Never, ever, ever. Not now, not tomorrow, not ever. This is Radio Biafra. We'll continue. They are moving into churches so that Holy Spirit can go inside them. It's been gathered that the measure was adopted to let eligible voters yet to collect theirs to do so without hassle. So does it mean also that you are now moving it into mosques in Ugwawosa, in Awosa Fulani land? As you are moving ballot boxes to churches, you are moving it also to maybe Iwarosi, Ebedibia. Do you see why black people are monkeys and baboons? Do you see the way they do things? Do you see what they are doing? 2 days to election, there are permanent voter cards still outstanding. How do you intend to give it to people? How? This thing should have been done almost a year ago. It wasn't done. They're only doing it now. And they're moving it so that people will come. They know we are foolish. We go to Pentecostal churches and all these churches to give money to Rome, to give money to Canterbury, to give money to Yoruba people. Which church actually has its headquarters in Biafra land? Do you know of any church with the headquarters in Biafra land? An international church? You tell us. Because I don't know. Because I know that Roman Catholicism is in Rome. If you go to the Roman Catholic Church and you contribute your money, it goes to Rome. Yes? And in Rome, they have already. You know that the Bible said they will take from those that don't have and give to those that have. Very clear. Every Sunday you go to church, or maybe you go to Block Rosary or Catechism. You contribute money, it goes to Rome. You're an Anglican. You contribute money to a Methodist church and it goes to England or to Scotland, as the case may be. Baptist church, the same thing. Episcopal, it goes to America. Pentecostal church, it goes to Yoruba land. Which people around the world, who contributes money and sends to Biafra land? I'm asking you, in the name of Jesus or God. All of you, every Sunday or Saturday, you go and pay money in church. That money either goes to Europe, to America, or to Yoruba land. I am asking you again, how many white people and Yorubas contribute money that they bring to Biafra land? Now you understand, don't you? We know what we are doing. Believe you me, we do. Simple question. Can you answer it? You cannot. You will go to church, you will contribute money to Catholic Church, to Anglican, to Methodist, to Assemblies of God Church, to Amad Jehovah. You will go to Seventh-day Adventist, everything you go to give the money on Sunday. Your contribution, your tithe, yes, I agree, no problem. You are giving it to God, I also agree. But the God lives in Europe and in America and in Yoruba land, not in your land. I will ask you again, how many white people contribute money? How many Yorubas contribute money that comes back to Biafra land? To Igbo land? The answer is zero. Now you know who the fool is. If you don't know what to do with your money, go and support Biafra. Use your money to support Biafra. We need to buy weapons. We need to buy guns and ammunition. Use that money to support us. God will be happy with you. Because we are fighting for our freedom. We are fighting for our freedom. That is what heaven wants. You go and you pray. Jesus has come to set us free. Freedom, freedom. That's what we're fighting for. Maybe you don't understand it. Or perhaps this morning you will. By force, of course. They are moving. INEC had a stakeholders meeting in Enugu yesterday. We had the resident electoral commissioner, Professor Chukwu Emeka. Onokogo gave an account of the level of preparedness before Saturday's election. He said, we have so far distributed 1.2 million PVCs, thus achieving 89%. We have 2,958 polling units and 3,361 voting points. We are fully set to go. How about the other people, the other 11% that not that they did not come to vote, but they don't have their PVCs. Is that not disenfranchisement? No, that is too much. It's too big word for black people to understand. It means you have deliberately excluded me from the process of voting, not by my own free will. Shambolic, if you ask me. Shambolic. We continue. They are now moving it into churches that the Holy Spirit can go inside the cards and vote for Buhari, maybe. Ndibo in Germany and their monarchs. Hell, chinekenam. Ndibo in Germany and their monarchs. But Germany is a republic. Is a republic. You don't have kings and queens in Germany. So where are these monarchs? Do you... Hell, English language. Do you people know the meaning of monarch? Hell, Olua Golam. Do you know the meaning of monarch? Oh, my goodness me. Is it not the same school that we went to, that these people went to? There is no monarch. Do you have Vice Chancellor? Chancellor Angela Merkel. She's not a queen. So, where are the Igbo people? Or Imecha cleaning needs you to a blue king in the afternoon. After doing security guard work, you are a king, a monarch. Who is your monarch in Germany? I want to know. Who is the Igbo monarch in Germany? Who is the vagabond? Who is the monarch in Germany? That's why I tell you that we are monkeys and baboons. Inability to reason. What is a monarch, I ask you? You know, if you listen to the word, like somebody whose nickname is Pampas, doesn't know the meaning of it. If it sounds well, then you answer it. And Allah, well, I will not meet some of you people again. I'm telling you. I hate ignorant people. I can't stand them. Because it's a disease. You know that disease, you can cure it, illness. You can never cure chronic ignorance. Somebody went to school, traveled abroad, is sweeping the road in Germany to make money to feed the family and send some money through Western Union home. And you said you have monarch. Igbo people and their monarchs in Germany endorse Jonathan. We Chukwu Abiam said we must come and preach it. So that's what we're doing. If not for Chukwu Abiam, I wouldn't know you people. I don't attend the Igbo meetings. What for? Full of idiots. I do not know who you are. You can't reason. You are in Germany where there are no kings and no queens and are doing very well. You are speaking ill security guard and you're talking about monarch. Do you know the meaning of the word monarch? Ignorant people. Ndibo in Germany and their monarchs have adopted President Goodluck Jonathan as their sole candidate for the weekend presidential election. In a statement in the word, the chairman, Asia's Council in Diaspora, Makame Bendenkasi, Asia's Council in Diaspora, who is the traditional ruler of Ndibo in Germany, Asia Peter Godwins. Look at the name. He's a Igbo traditional ruler. Do you know his name? Peter Godwins. I don't know. Sometimes I think I may have done something wrong in my previous life. That's why Chukwu Abiam asked me to do this. I must have committed a crime I don't know of, that Chukwu Abiam decided to punish me with this. I have done something wrong. And if so, I ask for forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness. Because this burden is killing me. Heaven knows I am sick, it is killing me. How can people, this level of ignorance, only maybe me see, is driving me mad. You claim you're the traditional ruler of Igbo people, and you're not even answering an Igbo name. Hell! Chineke na menere ndi ebere. Chukwu Abiam abini igwe. Menere ndi atoro ndi ebere. Please have mercy upon them. Eze Peter Godwins. I don't know who this bastard is. He is the Eze in Council of Diaspora in Ndibo. Look at him. He anafoton. Omdi na gwa. Not lettered at all. I can't continue with this type of nonsense. Another idiot who wants to get contract from Jonathan. Fools. Okorocha lured us into Jonathan's protest. Hundreds of Imo State women under the aegis of APC women who yesterday staged the protest in Owerri against the visit of President Goodluck Jonathan to the state for a town hall meeting with traditional rulers, have accused Governor Rogers Okorocha of misleading them. The women who expressed regret over their being used to embarrass the president claimed that they were deceived and brought to Owerri, the state capital, for a purported seminar only to be turned to protesters against Jonathan. Everything is a fraud. As I told you before, everybody is a liar and a cheat. On Sunday, they will go to church and say, Pastor, pray for me. The Lord has done it for me. What has the Lord done? The Lord is very good. What happened? My master left the bedroom door open and I saw money and I took it. The Lord is good. Please join me and bless the Lord. Women came to Owerri for seminar. I don't know when we started to do seminar. Unbelievable. Okorocha used them as he will always use them. And of course, eventually, did they go back with Quran? I don't know if he gave them, you know, they have pocket-sized Quran that they dish out to people now in Owerri. If you visit Owerri now, and they say, Rochas, you know, Quran, small, tiny Quran. It's only Igbo people. You have Eze Peter Godwins. Eze Musa Dimona. There's one in Uguta called, is it Muhammad Idris? Eze, His Royal Highness Eze Muhammad Idris. As if somebody, a Christian, can go and be the emir of Kano. Is that possible? Can you be the emir of Kano if your name is Christian? Emir Christian Musulu. Is that possible? The answer is no. All this nonsense are happening in Igbo land. Nonsense after nonsense. Rubbish after rubbish. Garbage after garbage, because we tolerate it all the time. But not for long. Not for long. Somebody who has swore allegiance to Sokoto Caliphate, swore allegiance to Quran, to Islam, to Mecca, is a traditional ruler in Biafra land. Ihana Emmanuel, honestly. We don't have any shame. We continue. The Common Sense Revolution, they are saying that the time have come for people to show faith in themselves, that they need the conviction that the day will come when they will decide to vote and elect people that will take their country forward. I asked somebody yesterday to ask any American you come in contact with. Do you have MAs in America? No. Do you have MAs in United Kingdom? No. Those in Germany, do you have Oba in Germany? The answer is no. Do you have Sultan? The answer is no. Now, if you don't have all these institutions where you are, and I never had them, that is my argument against people for One Nigeria. I said to them, I never knew what a Sultan meant until the white man came. How did I know about Sultan and Emir? Because the white man said, I must stay in a country that contains a Sultan and an Emir. But Mr. White man, do you want the same thing for yourself? The answer is no. So why do you want it for me? Turkey is not a member of the EU. If you love Islam so much, why don't you allow Turkey to come in and be the president of the European Union? Simple question. Never difficult. Very simple question I ask. But you want me, a child of heaven, Chukwu Abiama, descended from the sun. The only people that answer Anyanwu, the sun as their name. Light. You want us to be subjugated to darkness so that you can go and take crude oil. That's all. And we are saying no to that. I don't care or give a damn what you do with oil. All I want is my freedom. I want anybody to argue otherwise. Come and argue otherwise. We continue. They said it's common sense revolution, which Radio Biafra is leading here. Common sense, the ability to reason. That's all we are trying to make you to do. To reason properly and carefully. Akonuche. For you to be able to reason. To know that your brain, you use it to do something. Think. At least 500 people, rather, have been rendered homeless at Mbarakom village in Akankpa local government area of Cross River State according to the Deputy Speaker of the State, Etaya Nyong. He said this yesterday. He said no life was lost, but that several persons sustained injuries in the incident. The windstorm reportedly removed roofs of about 20 houses, while 30 houses were pulled down. The Deputy Speaker appealed for urgent relief assistance. The Director General of the State Emergency Management State Emergency Services Agency, SEMA, Vincent Akwa, expressed worry that the 6-classroom block of the government primary school destroyed by the windstorm will have serious effect on academic activities of the students. We need to go to their rescue. There are billionaires everywhere. It is now time for you to show a little bit of charity. You know, we're not charitable. I remember in England, there are places where people that had factories, they built quarters for their workers and their people. They built schools, recreation center, everything. The only good house in the village is his. Even the road to his house is not tired. Not taken care of at all. Amazing. Lekki residents and the bank tango over generating set. It has been several months since GT Bank opened its new facility on Lekki Epe Expressway, situated between the third and fourth roundabouts at the ocean side. It is said to house their call center, and the edifice is a pleasure to behold. But there is a problem. And that is where the pleasure ends. From the day the facility power infrastructure was commissioned in September 2014 till date, things have not been the same again for the residents of the area. There are three monstrous generators. The residents are saying there are three monstrous generators in the facility's power generating equipment and the transformer. In spite of having installed a dedicated transformer, the generating sets runs for 24 hours and they have become the bane of neighbors in the area. The pollution is unimaginable, with poisonous emissions, noise, vibration and heat. Welcome to the Zoological Republic. People are generating. As I said, I have gone before. I have traveled and preached for 24 hours a day, flying from country to country. I have never felt this type of strain on my throat before. You can hear the generator going. The fumes are coming in. The dust is everywhere. There is a banking facility that they opened, GTB. The noise is driving the neighbors mad because there is no electricity. Some of you don't understand what is happening around you. And why is there no electricity? Because your elected politicians are corrupt. And you will go on Saturday, some of you who don't listen, to go and try and vote. And then what happens? You perpetuate that. Will there be light? The answer is no. Why then are you going to vote? Tell me. Please let me know. Will there be running water? The answer is no. Why then are you going to vote? People are complaining that their lives have been made a misery by three monstrous generators that runs 24 hours a day. And this is meant to be a country that is claiming we are moving forward, you know. Ndiara, Nandiush. People without shame. Black people don't have shame. That is why they were slaves to a white man for 250 years in the Americas without being paid one dime. They came out and they're begging for jobs. A black man in America is begging to be employed when the forefathers worked for nothing in the farmland of the Americas. No honor, no shame, and no dignity. You don't beg. Go and do something. We never begged anybody. We never did. We got on with it. UCMFO, Barrister Imam Mezu, Chukwudi Ifeoma, they got on with it. No begging. Beg you for what? Beg you for what, I ask? Do we look like beggars to you? We don't beg. Beg, and I don't know for what for do we beg you for? Is Radio Biafra not talking? Is there not NTA? Not, I ask you this morning, right now, this minute. We are in Biafra land broadcasting. The whole world is listening live and direct. If you call, you'll be able to get us. We are on radio, on satellite, and online at the same time. There is no other radio station here that can do it. Not Radio Nigeria. Nobody, I repeat, nobody can do it. on radio, on satellite, online, at the same time, impossible. We did it ourselves. IPOB did it. We believe in self-reliance. We don't believe in people doing something for us. Generator everywhere. Generators everywhere. In case you do not know, you're generating what? Fumes and lung cancer because of the obnoxious gases coming out of it. Low global oil price will linger for a long time to come. Oil is the first and foremost of a commodity in the zoo. Besides being a commodity, also oil has been described as a weapon, a strategic asset, a curse, and a maker and spoiler of fortunes. In the zoo, they depend on crude oil, but something quite extraordinary is happening. Do you know what that thing is? Is that without oil, Nigeria cannot survive. Without oil, the Hausa man will leave you alone. Oil is the only thing that the Hausa man has interest in. Without oil, Hausa man is gone. Onye Hausa la, Hausa is gone without oil. They will face their life of camel and desert and ijiji. They are interested in you because of oil. Because Britain told them, with this oil, you can be rich, you can send your children to good schools abroad, and with this oil, the world will never ever know that Biafra is the center of the world. With this oil, the world will never ever know that the name of God is actually Chukwu Abiama and nothing else, because we are the oldest people on earth as we speak right now from their forensic stock. The oldest people, I tell you. So we are the ones to tell you the name of God, not you telling us. I don't know if you follow what I'm saying. We are the oldest people on this very earth. Are we to tell them what the Heavenly Father is called, or are they to tell us what the Heavenly Father is called? His name is Chukwu Abiama. That's the name. Mama is how you greet him. With a combination of holiness and beauty is your name. Mama, do you understand that? Do you know the meaning of a mama as a greeting? Not because we use it where I come from. But that, do you know that is how they greet Chukwu Abiama in heaven? It's a shortened version of beauty and holiness is your name. Do you understand that? I don't think you do. Oil everywhere, that is why you have one zoological republic. At the insistence of Britain, white man, they have messed us up big time. Big time. We continue. Coordinators of Kaduna State Tuberculosis and Leprosy Control Program, Dr. Julius Gajere, said 3,721 new cases of tuberculosis were recorded in the state last year. Gajere, who spoke in an interview in Kaduna, said all the victims had been placed on treatment, adding that the state had stocked drugs for their treatment. He said there were about 3 million missing victims of tuberculosis globally, adding that such people must be identified, while people living around the patients also need to be identified and treated. Tuberculosis everywhere. People don't even know they have it. If we don't look for the 3 million patients out there, tuberculosis will still be a problem and a burden in the zoo. He said, as he advised anyone with persistent cough to go for TB screening. Go for tuberculosis screening, because we're in the zoo. Poverty and deprivation. I will win Saturday's election, says Buhari. I will win Saturday's election, says Jonathan. Who is going to win? Depends if you go out to vote. If you don't vote, none of them will win. And the zoo will be plunged into chaos, and Biafra will emerge as a result of it, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The federal government of the Zoological Republic has debunked media reports of alleged kidnapping of over 500 residents of the recently recaptured Damasak town of Borno State by Boko Haram fighters. The Director General of the National Orientation Agency, rather Michael Mary, told the Hausa service of the BBC that, you see, BBC have Hausa service. Is there BBC Igbo service? No. People don't know why we have Radio Biafra, you see. BBC is spending money funding our Hausa service. Do you know how much it costs to produce a radio program? You think it's cheap and easy? People want us to come and install relay stations in their communities. It costs money. If you contribute to what we are doing, we'll install it. The ones that they gave us money for, we have done so. We have installed them. And many more is coming. As we receive funds, we'll keep installing. Don't worry about that. But if you want this to be speeded up, please, you try and contribute. Do you know that BBC, white people are spending money supporting Hausa people? They have BBC Hausa service. Do they have BBC Igbo service? Despite the fact that the Igbo is the second most spoken language in the entire zoo. The answer is no. Go and ask yourselves why that is the case. 500 people abducted from Damasak, the place they said they liberated, yet there are people there that are missing, allegedly. I hasten to add. The Attorney General of the Zoo and Minister of Justice, Mr. Mohamed Adoke, has denied the allegation of his involvement in the alleged $2.8 billion fraud and petroleum tax being owed by Nigerian subsidiary of Chinese-owned Adax Petroleum, described it as reckless and baseless. The deal centers on an out-of-court settlement in a lawsuit involving a 15-year-long alleged miscalculation of oil royalty obligation and taxes worth $1.7 billion and $1 billion respectively. You see that this country, it is these same people, your so-called politicians and judges, who are conniving with foreigners to defraud ordinary people here. Chief Justice of the Federation, he will tell you tomorrow, Nigeria is one. On that note, we conclude this very morning our news presentation, news headlines and accompanying news summary as well. We have done justice to it, I presume. Our lines are now open and you are at liberty to call Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct. Any help, any support you can bring this way in terms of volunteering your life to serve your country, your services as well is most welcome. We are also on WhatsApp, we are on Viber. And the number for that is +44 78 313 08 376 for WhatsApp. And most of you contact us there. If you write anything interesting, we will be able to read it out to you. We will read it out to you. Thank you very much for listening this very morning. We are live and we are direct. And our lines are now open. We are on Skype. We are on Viber. We are also on WhatsApp, not for calls, only for messages. And we are also on +44 208 133 9976. Biafra is my nation. People are writing everywhere, everybody. It is, the song is from Timaya. Thank you very much. Thank you. Wachukuchijoke. The song is from Timaya. They don't kill my papa, my mama. Everybody who killed them, I was a Fulani. But they told you an Igbo man is your problem, Ndiyoshi. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. From Moscow, Wachukuchijoke. Thank you very much. The lines are packing up again. I don't know what's wrong with them. Is it congestion? I have no idea. I have no idea. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
The song is from Timaya.
You're not paying attention, are you? I said if you call Radio Biafra, turn your system down. If you don't turn it down, we turn you off. We turn you off. Very, very important we do so. If you want to speak to Radio Biafra, please turn your system down or I will cut you off immediately. We are not here to joke. This is Biafra, not the zoo, Nigeria, where you don't listen to simple instruction. Call me and I hear background noise and I'll cut you off. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, I can. Okay, my name is Obinna. I'm calling from Owerri.
Obinna, did you give birth to yourself? Who is your father, Obinna? Who is your father?
Okay, Udog.
That's better. If you call the Obinna, give us your full name. Because if you go out now in the village, if an elder calls you, Oga say, who is your father, not who are you?
You're right.
Simple. Please, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, Obinna, go ahead. Yes, go ahead, yes.
Okay. I want to encourage you in all these things you are doing. You have been enlightening me and my brothers. And I thank God that I have convinced all my family members that they should not vote. And I have accepted it because of the logic and argument, superior argument I have. They have accepted it. So I want you to go on. And again, what I want to tell there, I want to use this opportunity to tell everybody to please make sure you read this book written by Professor Chinua Achebe. there was a country. Because after reading the book, you really know that this country is not one at all. Don't mind what politicians are saying. They are saying it because of the interest they have, because of the money that is going into their pocket on a daily basis. That's why they are saying that this country is one. But an ordinary man on the street who doesn't have opportunity of taking or having money or something like that, struggling on his own to survive, should not queue up and say that Nigeria is one. For me, after reading that book, I now say that no, what Professor Chinua Achebe said on that book is correct, that this country is not one. So I urge you to move forward. If I have opportunity of contributing, I will do that without hesitating. So my brother, go on. May Chukwu Abiama be with you.
He's same, and also with you. Chukwu Abiama is here already. Ekekele Gwenowa is here. Chukwu Abiama is with us, and he is here. My director, since 3 weeks to 1 month, no light at Ongwa Road area in Aba. But Aloji Power Station has been commissioned, which is said to give Aba power for 24 hours a day. He is laughing out loud. Emmanuel Ibe is writing from Aba on WhatsApp. 24 hours electricity. Liars and cheats and deceivers. People who can never open their mouth and speak the truth, and you're going to vote for them. No wonder your lives are blighted. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chukwu Ebukeza. I am Chukwu Ebukeza. I am calling from Ogunike.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, I want to thank you for the good work. I want to encourage our people in the diaspora. I overheard the director of state last time issuing out different proportions of contribution to different countries. I want them to try as much as possible to contribute, because if we come together as one, we'll be able to defeat our enemies.
Of course.
Most of them, they have more than enough outside. They should try as much as possible to contribute. If we can be able to get our rich men and women to buy into our idea of finding our home, going back home, which is Biafra.
We have lost him. The line went off. We are in the Zoological Republic. It is perfectly understandable. This place is a hellhole. Lucifer comes from here, if you ask me. I'm telling you. Not from Biafra land, of course. We represent the light. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, my director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please, your name and where you are.
This is Ikenna Igbama.
Thank you. Where are you calling from,
Ikenna? I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
And I called in the morning of yesterday.
Did you?
I called in the morning of yesterday.
You are very lucky. Did you get through?
Yeah, I get through.
You are a very lucky human being. People try for months and they can't get through. Please go ahead.
And you asked me to come. Somebody contacted me to come to Uli yesterday, which I did. But the time he contacted me, as I was coming, this zoo, there was a lot of hold up on the way. And before the motor could load, I came there very late. Before I could come, everything had finished. Everywhere was dry. So I came back. So I just, even I was trying to contact the person that called me, but unfortunately, my phone fell down and the battery went off. You know, when I fix it back, I couldn't see the incoming call and the numbers that I dialed. So I couldn't reach the person that called me. So I wanted to see if I can get the number of the guy again so that I can join the family around me in Aba one. And I wanted to, because yesterday when I called, I was so annoyed. You know, I couldn't even say most of the things that I want to say. So now I want to tell my fellow Biafran, I want them to listen to me very carefully. I lived in South Africa for a good 10 years, and I know what my fellow Biafrans are seeing abroad. Most of us, the work we do, in abroad, is very disgraceful. We, Biafrans, we struggle to survive abroad. Even there in South Africa, the type of names they call us, South Africans call us fucking kwere kwere, fucking foreigner. That is what they call us. My roommate died. Police beat him to death. They used this hand glove. They covered his face. He couldn't breathe. And they were beating him with handcuffs. They beat him till he died. The useless man that called himself, what do you call him? Ambassador to Nigeria in South Africa. We complained to him. He didn't even do anything. Our passport was torn to pieces. We complained to him. Even we fought the police. Our the man that is representing Nigeria in South Africa could not even do anything. He didn't even look at our face. My fellow Biafrans, they are busy doing prostitution business in South Africa. The reason why we all are doing this thing was because we are trying to survive. We are trying to see if we can make money and send to our people. These people wanted us now to vote for them. Tell me, Rochas have, even if his children have finished their school, he have grandchildren. The same thing with Jonathan. The same thing with Buhari. How many of their children and grandchildren attended government schools? They want us to vote for them. They say they will give us good schools. Rochas has governed us for 4 years. Can he be proud and say to any of his grandchildren to attend government school? He will not. All of them, either they flew the person abroad or the person that attended private school here in Nigeria. Still, they want us. Students are busy saying, Rochas, we know. How many of his children attended government school in Nigeria? They are busy deceiving us. You know what makes me cry yesterday? Yesterday, somebody, LS Oti, came to somewhere in Aba. If you see crowds, my fellow Biafran men, upon all these things that has been preached, all of them were busy running around, uti. I'm not saying that Oti is a bad man. Maybe he might be a good man. But we are saying that we don't want to vote so that our nation will come back to us. Uti is a Biafran man. He should understand where we are coming from. Okay, let me ask my Biafran people. All this money that these people are spending for election, are you telling me that if they get in there, they will not want to collect their money back? They want to collect their money back. People that supposed to come to us so that we join force and support is and bring back Biafra. They are busy running around the street saying, Uti, we know. This one we know. That one we know. These people have deceived us for a very long time. My director, I thank you very, very much. Why I am thanking you this much is this. We have never have this information before. We were deformed until you came and give us this information. Now we are informed. We want to go ahead. We want to emerge. We want to make this election not to hold on Saturday. So now, like I told you yesterday, I want anything that I can do, even if I die for what I believe in. That is exactly what I said yesterday. I am ready to die for the country that I believe in. So I am ready to do everything. Even if me standing in front of that very fight that day, I will stand in
front of that fight and say, God, I am dying for what I believe in. Let my blood speak for this very nation. That is all I want. And I want to tell the people of Zoo, Bible says that the glory of the latter day shall be greater than the glory of former. You people might think that you have destroyed our fathers, our forefathers at that time. But bear it in mind, I put it to you, that the glory of the latter shall be greater than the glory of the former. This is the former, this is the latter. We are coming up and our glory shall be greater than the glory of the former. Mind
you, see?
Mind you, we are coming in full force. I thank God that God is with us. No matter what they do, no matter how they try, Bible says that surely they will gather, but they will be scattered because of us. Nigeria, you will scatter because of us. I want you to hear my voice. Obama, hear me. If you are truly a black man, tell me the history of where you came from. You don't even know your history. You don't even, somebody told you that you came from Kenya and you visited their world. You don't even know your lineage. You don't even know where you came from. And now you can stand up and say, come out and vote. Who are we voting for? Who are we voting for? In your country, is this the way we are? Are you living the way we are living? Come to our country. Come to our Abba today. Abba has become a rubbish bin. Abba has become a place that when you talk about where pigs live, you talk about Abba. People see Abba as swine, as swine area. People that do business in Abba have left Abba. Some went to Pataka, some went to Owerri, some go to Akwa Ibom State. Come to Abba today, you will know what we are experiencing. I am very, very ashamed that Jonathan came to Abba and he see how Abba is, and he did not say anything than to say that they apologize to people to vote, that you can pay for people to vote for him. I am very, very ashamed. I don't know the kind of mind, the kind of heart that people have. They are going there, they have their own interest at heart. They don't even care who die or who can. They just want to get that, their selfish interest. They just want to carry that money, just carry our money, go abroad, just go and bank it abroad for their children and great-grandchildren. What are we to do? In 4 or 5 years, if we continue like this, we all are going to live in hell. God has blessed Biafra. All my people have to come back. I want to talk to people of Enugu. I know that the people of Enugu are hearing me. I lived in South Africa for 10 years. I know what your sons are doing in South Africa. They are doing prostitution business. They have girls that prostitute for them. And these girls, for them to prostitute for them, they have to sleep with these girls without protection. Many of them have HIV. All these things they are doing just to survive. Because where they came from are not good. It's not good. You should stop this thing. Your children, their brothers, are dying abroad just because of where we came from. We don't have a good governance. For us to have this good governance, we have to make Biafra stand. And for Biafra to stand, we should not go and vote. How can we tell you people this thing to hear it? I want my people to hear, to see this revelation. I want my people to know that if you don't vote, Biafra comes. We are not joking. We are not playing. This thing is real. This thing is real. Bible says that the kingdom of God is moving forward and the gate of hell cannot prevail against it. And I know that no gate of hell can prevail against Biafra in this land. Biafra must emerge. Biafra must stand. I want my people to know this thing. I want my people to know this thing. Pastors, I want you to know this thing. Even Bible says that from the time of Abraham till now, the kingdom of God is suffering violence. Only violent people can take it by force. If these people want us to take Biafra by force, let us come up and do it by force. I don't know. I don't understand. stand? How are we going to let you people know that time has come? The time has come. Tomorrow might be too late. This is the time. Let us come out in full force. I want all the governors in Nigeria, the president of Nigeria, the president of the whole world to hear my voice today. I am not happy. We are not happy. The Nigerians are not happy. The way we have been treated, Niger Delta, so you people called. The oil that are coming out from your land, what have they do? You did to do for you people? Your water are polluted. Your land has been destroyed. But nothing has been filled with this same oil that has polluted your water, that has destroyed your land. Why are you people not reasonable enough to say it's enough? A wise man knows when it's enough. See, let me tell you, my father, when he was alive, he used to say that he who knows not and don't know that he knows not and don't want to know is a fool. But he who knows not and knows that he knows not and want to know is wise. So only wise people want to know where they do not know. I don't know before, and I have heard, I have been informed, and I want to know. I want to come out. My people come out. We are God sent. We are God people, the people of Israel. No matter how little we are. See, let me tell you, this is the that time that Bible says, go and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Now we are telling the Pharaoh in Zoo, let my people go. God is telling them, let my people go. My people, come, let us join hands like Israelites when they were in the land of Egypt. Let us move. Let God, Chukwabiyama, be the pillar of fire by night and pillar of cloud by day as we emerge. Nothing can stop us. Nothing can stop us. I am telling you people, I have a conviction in my heart that Biafra will stand. Biafra will stand. And long live Biafra. God bless Biafra. Biafra will live forever and ever.
He said, thank you very much. Very well spoken, fluid, erudite, composed, consistent, and near flawless performance. A masterclass in delivery and in oratory. I welcome your contribution and thank you very much. We have all been enriched by virtue of listening to you this very morning. I welcome that. If you can call more regularly, I will also welcome it. Thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. Even Chukwuabiama himself is listening and watching over us. We are receiving messages. And I must read this one to you. This is from Chimobim Samuel Nana. He's an IPOB member in Aba. He's writing. He said he would have shot somebody today if he had a gun. Nepa people came to my house to ask for money. But we don't have any electric light. Only that we have electric wire hanging on the pole or hanging from the pole. Then when these people came to collect money, we complained that there is no light. We are going to pay for light when there is light. We have not had any light for some time. How can you come to ask us money for money, which is perfectly legitimate question to pose. Do you know what the Nepa man did? The Nepa man called their office and they turned on the light for about 3 minutes and they turned it off again. And then the man asked him to give him money. Can you believe that? And they said, if you don't pay them, they will cut down the wire and roll it and take it away. That is why I told you that black people are wicked and evil. Didn't I tell you that before? That is a particular depth of wickedness in a black person that defies logic. There is power. It's not that there is no power in the national grid. There is power there. But somebody is turning it off. So that, I don't know what, you black people, what do you derive by being wicked? Listen. When people complain or they depict Satan as a black person, I don't blame them. Black people are the most wicked race on earth. And their wickedness is not directed at other people. They direct it at themselves. Have you been to America to see how blacks kill fellow black people in America? They will not kill white people. No, they won't. They will kill themselves. You people are simply evil. You came and caught somebody's light because you want money from them. But the product you promised to supply, you're not supplying it. How can somebody come to your house to take money for rice or for beans? Just because the sack that contained the rice is still in your house. But they didn't give you anything. They didn't give you rice. They didn't give you beans. Nothing. But they have come to collect the money. You ask them, but why should I pay? Because you have a sack of beans and rice inside your compound. But did you refill it? Did you bring, as you're coming now, did you bring rice to refill it? No. But I want to be paid. I don't know if my analogy is actually good enough or not. But I'm just trying to draw an inference to draw your attention to what is happening. They have the light. Somebody can turn it on and off if they want to. Why is there no light? Do you know why we have not asked that question and provided an answer to it? Because we are black people. We are naturally wicked. Honestly speaking, in this Yogi Dioral, there is a type of wickedness that comes from satanic possession. Satanic, our wickedness is beyond imagination, I'm telling you. They were threatening and they had to go and find money to pay. But there is no light. Next month, they will come back again for light. There is another confirmation of the selling of children. You know, that is what you do. When you have nothing else to sell, you sell your children. We have a news here. This is from Mother Abuji Benson. 15-year-old Precious Wigwe. Her name is Precious Wigwe. But she's in Ogun State. Of Wibo family, of course. She was abducted in the Ajah area of Lagos State by kidnappers based in Niger Republic and has been sold to men suspected to be pimps in Libya. 15-year-old girl abducted and sold. Igbo girl. Very soon she'll be turned into a Hajia. She will be raped. She'll be turned into a prostitute. And the life of the family is blighted forever. And you still want to remain in one Nigeria. That is what will happen to your daughters if you remain there. Thank you very much for that. For that very piece of news, Madabuchi. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. The time here now is approximately, I should say, 19 minutes once again. 19 minutes to 10 in the morning. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Mwachukwu Chidiadi and I'm calling from Imo State. I'm from Mbise.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, the radio, we are not getting it clearly here. It's hanging.
Where, you know where?
Yes.
Why is there hanging? Because from my systems here, from my monitors, everything is okay. It could be the satellite receiver. It may have to be retuned. And I have actually told Chidebere to make sure that we change the systems in all the stations to make it stronger. That is why. Because of the rain that came down last night, it may have shifted the line of focus of the dish. That could be the problem. That could be the problem, and I'm sure it will be rectified also this afternoon. And as we are speaking now, Chidebere is listening, and something will be done about it. Please, if it continues. Where are you in Owerri? Where are you exactly?
At Shell Camp, Avan.
Avan, Shell Camp. It should be very clear before. It used to be clear before, isn't it? Very, very clear. Is that correct?
Yes.
You should go back, please. Gift, can you try and contact Chidebere, please? Let us find out what is happening around that very area. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We don't want our reception to crack. Please find out from Chidebere what is happening at our relay station in Owerri. What is going on? We want it rectified, please. We want people to listen to us in a crisp and uninterrupted fashion, please. Very, very important we do so. The caller on the phone, I wonder if you can hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. We are in Biafra land. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay, my name is Okundu Jijoku. I'm calling from Onitsha.
From Onitsha. Thank you very much. Please, go ahead.
Please, I like your discussion on Radio Biafra because I've been calling since, but I can't get you people. Luckily, I get you people today.
Yes.
So what I want to say is that I thank God for you people and your effort in this mission. My prayer is that God of heaven will give us victory over this people in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And I want to tell my fellow people out there in Onitsha, in Enugu, in wherever they are in this zoo country, that this is time for us to leave Egypt. God has called us to come back to our land, and this is our time to go away from this Egypt, because it is our time to go and worship our God. And I pray again that the God that has called you people and set you people at the front of us will lead you people to the right path in order for us to live safely in the name of Jesus. So I thank you people. Continue, and God will lead us in Jesus' name.
He say. Thank you very much for that. There is a text message here also from our dear brother Chukwe Buka Ohadomere. I want to know how you pronounce your name. Chukwe Buka Ebere Chukwu Ohadomere. Ohadomere. The public kept. Ohadomere, yeah? Ohadomere. That is the meaning of the name. I understand it now very, very well. Thank you very much. He is texting us from Aba, Ariaria Market. He's listening to Radio Biafra this morning. He says here, when it rains, Ariaria Market is a no-go area. We businessmen in Ariaria have decided not to go and vote on Saturday. Ariaria businessmen are not voting because they are the followers of this very gospel that we preach. No voting anywhere in Biafra land. If you come out to vote, anything that happens to you, that is your business. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. Is it director?
This is Nnamdi Kanu. Nnamdi Kanu. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, please. I'm very happy that I get Radio Biafra, please. My name is Chimamwagu, calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
So what I want to say is about the people of Imo State. I want to tell them that they should not vote any candidate of Imo State. The whole candidate of Imo State, they are all rubbish. Apart from APC. APC all have been finished. We don't have anything with APC. But the people of PDP, they have not done anything to me, said people, for about 8 years I enter there. The person that's called, his name, I don't know, the senator, they have not done anything for that people. So why I'm saying this is because anybody who is voting for them, you are wasting your time. What you want is Biafra. And for those of people that are saying that we should march or should do this, tell them that they are wasting their time, that we are going to march. And any Mopo, because I see some DSS carrying that he lost, moving along the side, threatening us in our land. You see some army people carrying he lost, moving along in our land, threatening us. All those is just threatening. But I tell them that that land that they are marching, threatening us, time shall come when that blood will pay the price for those people that are down in the war front. I don't know if you are hearing me, director.
Loud and clear. So is the whole world, even Obama is listening. Go ahead.
So what I'm telling them now, if Jonathan like, let him not come back and declare Biafra. Let him be there, he will perish there. Anybody who knows Jonathan, who knows any Igbo pair, you know Ohaneze, who know all these traditional rulers that are declaring that separating, should I tell them that very soon there will be war. And if our people say they don't hear or they don't want to know, we bring war to them and we must fight the war. And this Yoruba people, Yoruba are fair people. Yoruba don't have anybody in the soldier. If you go to Yoruba, you can never see any soldier man. So they are fearing, they are not threatening us. But I tell them that the blood of those people that fell in the war front, this is a total war. And we are our father fought and stopped, we fight continue from there. And when we stop, even our children will continue. It's a total war until we reach there. We can never stop the war.
I like that.
And they tell them, anybody, all this, of course, I see some DSS people wearing masks in the Hillos, moving the Douglas Road in the way. I was vibrating some more. I see if I have gone now, finish all these people. All these bastards are coming in my land, I'll be doing anyhow in my land. But very soon, tell anybody who is an Ohanese, who is the Igbo person, who is threatening against these threats, anybody who is against these threats, his brother will pay for it. Even when I was hearing my brother Biafra, one of my friends was telling me, every time I'm hearing Biafra, that is my friend, don't you ever play with this Radio Biafra, don't you ever try it. Because anybody, even though my brother or my sister or anybody that have money, must pay for it, because his brother will pay. The person that come against this race must pay for it. Tell anybody, everybody is hearing me. If you didn't support this, all these big men, even Rochard, if you didn't support this Biafra, all those estates you are building, anything, will burn it down, will burn your children, burn everything about you. Your name will wipe out to this generation. Anybody who is in this, against this race, tell all these people in Anambra, tell people, be tell Achikuda, all these people that kill our people, we must come after them. And it's not coming after them. If you run, go anywhere in the whole world, your family must burn down. your house must burn down. So tell anybody that you know that is against this race, tell them to come and support this race now before it's too late. Because if it's too late for them to come and support this race, they will be paid for it. And I tell you people, wherever you are, their friends, try to join this race, try to make your mind be one. Anybody that is saboteur can never enter into this race. Even though it's 10 people that enter the promised land, let 10 people. There are people inside my church, inside anywhere. They don't want to talk about Biafra. But they think that we are old people. They think that anything Biafra have forgotten. But we tell them that in the front of the world today, that Biafra must stand. I will tell them that we don't have any other thing. It's another Biafra or total war. It's another Biafra or we'll bring war or we'll burn this country into pieces. I don't know Biafra if everybody is hearing me right away.
Of course, we are hearing you loud and clear.
So tell everybody that's hearing me, if you don't like Biafra or whether you like it or not, this Biafra must stand. And we are going to burn anybody who come against this race. Tell anybody. Tell Ohanes and people. Don't let us see your face or see your name because you must pay your price. Your blood must pay for it. All those people that die in the front line of battle, their blood, they must receive glory and honor. So that their blood must rest in peace. That's all, rest in peace. Because those people, before Ojukwu draw the map of Biafra, you know what he saw that before he draw the map. So the map they draw is not anybody in Nigeria that draw the map. So if they know, let them know the truth. If they know, let them know. Let them be thieving that money. That woman that bought two private jets, still have billions. This one still billion today. This one still billion today. Let them be stealing that billion. That shall come. All those private jets, all those people will burn it into ashes. Their blood must pay for it. Why I'm saying this for everybody to hear me. If you have money, have everything you have, or if you didn't support this race, your blood must pay for it. Why I'm saying this is because I'm ready for war. I'm declaring myself as a casualty of war. I don't care. No, I will cheat. I know they must kill me. But this race must stand. Why I'm saying this so everybody must hear me. Once our director give order, or arms everybody, if I even like, we can stop this election. We can burn any police station, burn any government house, arms all the whole Biafran land. Nothing will happen. But we don't want to tell them that we know what we are doing. It will be like a movie, it will be like a comedy, but it is real. It is total bloodshed, total war. If we allow, can cause world war, we don't care. Why I'm saying this for everybody to hear me, in Biafra, wherever I hear me, stand on Biafra. Don't let anybody deceive you. We are just giving a grace, but I thank God for anybody that's hearing me now. I'm a total Biafra, and nothing will happen to me, and nothing will go out for Biafra. Anywhere you are, tell anybody. Anybody who block your road, any police station, any army person that's hearing me, if you are trying to block any of our Biafra member, if you are trying to stop anything against Biafra, your blood must pay for it. Your blood may pay for it, and tell anybody that you know that is your brother in the army or police, SS or CPC, anything. Let them go hold Buhari for certificate. But if you cannot go and stop Buhari for his certificate and they are coming here to stop our Biafra, that person in blood must pay for it. Wherever you are in the Biafra land, very soon we are going to take over Biafra. It's not that you take over Biafra or we declare war in Biafra. We secure all the Biafra land, if they allow, let them march. We must win this Biafra or total war. So director, this is what I want to say. If anybody...
Thank you very... Are you there? Have you lost?
Your blood must pay for those people that are fought in the war front. For your blood will pay for it. I'm just telling you, be careful. Don't block this Biafra. Don't block any of our members. Don't stand on our way. Ban their business. If you cannot support us, but time shall come, we destroy all your words. It's not only you. You will die, and your family must die. You will burn your house, declare anything about you. So why I'm just telling everybody to repent and come back to Biafra before it's too late. Tell any big man that you know in Anambra, tell them anywhere, come and declare yourself a Biafra. Or Joseph Kalu, declare yourself a Biafra. Peter will be declared as a Biafra. Achukwu don't want to declare as a Biafra. If you, all these saboteurs that kill our people didn't come back to Biafra, very soon we must track you. It's not track you, your family must pay for it. It's not only your family, I will stand to make sure that anybody that stands on this face must pay for it. So, director, this is what I want to tell. My name is Chimwong. Thank you, fellow Biafra. Thank you, anywhere I are. Believe in Biafra. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't vote for all these criminals that are taking our money. If you vote for them, you are voting for.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. As I said, I have not been able to sleep very well since yesterday. I've been agonizing. I have been agonizing over the what happened to Gowon because we couldn't find him yesterday. But I have gone back to the original news. Thank you, Chidi Eberonwudi, for sending this to me this morning. And this is the news as broken by Vanguard. It says here, former head of state General Yakubu Gowon will, on March the 25th, deliver a lecture at the 6th convocation ceremony of the Chukwu Emeka Odumegwu Ojukwu University, formerly Anambra State University. Simple English. In other words, The convocation was meant to take place on the 25th. They said, I will repeat this, I'm quoting verbatim because I'm telling you, somebody said this yesterday and they are messing with my mind. I'm thinking, how can go on come here and deliver a speech and go? I have gone back to tell myself that I'm not mad, that my brains are still here with me. Former head of state, General Yakubu Gowon, retired, will on March the 25th, deliver a lecture at the 6th convocation ceremony. We went there. There was no convocation. There was no Gowon. But they wrote in the newspapers that Gowon came. I'm telling you the truth. I cannot, you know that I never believed that such blatant lie could have this type of effect on me. I'm telling you the truth. I have not been myself since yesterday. I have not. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning, your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Chigozie Okonkwo.
Chigozie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abuja. I'm from Imo State.
Thank you. I can hear a noise on the background, please. I want you to go away from where you are because I can hear the radio at the background, please. Walk away from where you are and speak or turn it off. After speaking, you can then turn it back on again, please. Go ahead.
I'm out from there. So can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very well now. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, my brother, I want to thank you for everything. It's been long that I've been listening to Radio Nigeria. So now I don't have much to say. I don't have this or that to say. But my own point that I want to make is that I'm out. I want to die for my nation. Understand? I want to die for Biafra. So this is my contact number. I just want to be
Thank you very much. Thank you. We have your number. And we shall contact you. Sorry, what did you say?
Yeah.
We'll contact you.
Yeah, you contact me right away. Let me do whatever I can just to jump to Biafra soldier. I want to die for my country. That's what I want. Simple.
Thank you very much, and we're going to call you. You be on standby, please. Be on standby. Every volunteer, please be on standby. You can hear my voices. The amount of dust here and fumes from generator. My goodness me. My goodness me. All of you. All of you that volunteered, please be on standby. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, I wonder if you can hear me. The caller
Hello,
on the
director.
Yes, please.
I can tell you loud and clear. Good morning.
Good morning. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, I am Stephen Uzumwachu, calling from my director.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am a popular listener of Radio Biafra. In fact, I am more than glad in what you are doing. I want to encourage you and tell you to carry it on. Biafra must come to existence less than this time.
You see?
My director, we learned about what God wants to say he's going to do at university, and later finally he did not come. It does not matter what they are saying. All that they care about is action. It's not all about what is in the paper. Anybody can write anything he or she wants. We are careless about that. What we are talking about is action. Real.
My brother, please call us back because your line is unstable. I love what you're saying. Try and call us back. Try and call us back, please. Very, very important. Try and call us back. This is Radio Biafra. Try and call us back. They, honestly, if they were planning to mess with my head yesterday, they did. If they were planning to throw us off guard, I don't know if they, I'm sure they did not succeed. Because people were there. And there was no ceremony. We are acting based on the information supplied in the Vanguard publication of the 19th. It is here for all to see. I've read it before. Where they said they are coming for the 25th, for the 6th convocation. He is there to deliver a lecture. Now they're saying it is pre-convocation. They are liars and they are cheats. Liars and cheats. And I don't like them. I don't believe that journalists can just sit down and write any rubbish. Because before we started doing this very job, I took an oath to always tell the truth regardless of the consequences. I don't care or mind what people say. I just speak the truth. I thought that is what journalism is all about and broadcasting. How can somebody just sit down and just lie blatantly like that? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your line is better. Please, your name and where you are.
My name is Chukwu Nathaniel Ewerti.
And where are you calling from?
I call from Maba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Director. Yes. I don't have much to say. But all I want to say is that for this Biafra Fetain, I am out. I want to die for this Biafra Fetain. This is my contact. This is my line. Anytime, any day, call me. I'll be there. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We love the enthusiasm. We love the dedication. We love the patriotism. And we love the sense of sacrifice as well. We are recruiting into the very finest army that mankind has ever known. The best of its kind in the world. The Biafran army is the best. And very soon they will prove it. You will see. The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, you cannot hear me because your line is very loud. If you want to call Radio Biafra, move away from where the radio is. Because if I hear radio on the background, I will cut you off immediately.
I'm sorry, my director. Good morning.
Good morning. Please go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Oh, yeah, my director. My name is Amamdi Aneze Abawodike.
Thank you very much. I love your name. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, director. My director, I'm happy for you. I've been trying this number now since last month. But no way to get you.
Since last month, even when you
are in UK, I've been trying this line, +444. I'm not getting you.
Oh, no. We are back.
My director, I'm so much happy with you. And what I want to say is that it's all about the Biafra people and the so-called Asare Tukubo and the Tombola and so others. These people forget that their brother, King Sadowiwa, was fighting by himself. He thought that he would get everything. At the end, they kill him for nothing and so others. They just hang them. And they forget that without joining Biafran people, they cannot be able to get whatever they want. Now, you are telling them, it's like you are just begging them. It's not beg. You can't just be pleading to them every moment of the time, and they refuse to hear. If they like, may them join. If they like, may them no join. But all I know is that the same Yoruba people that is telling them, saying they come from Yoruba land, they come from Benin land, is it not the people that are colonized and kill most of their brothers? Is it not the same Yoruba people that plan to kill most of their brothers? And they are now they are listening to Yoruba people or Benin people say they originated from Benin or they originated from Yoruba. How can a human being accept such a thing? How can a full human being accept that kind of thing? All the way from Biafra. You say he originated from Benin or from Yoruba?
It's a joke.
How can someone accept such things?
It's a joke.
Are there reasoning at all? And my director, before I drop, the comment I want to make for you is, all these people that are telling you, say they are ready to die. My director, before they come, you have to observe them well, though.
I know.
Because most of them may be a savo.
I know.
All these evil politicians may send most of them to call, so that they will know where you people are hiding.
We are not hiding for their information.
I'm telling you, no problem. But what I want to say, you have to observe them well.
Of course.
Observe them, and they will take oath, so that when they go to the front, war front, they will not disappoint others. That is the contribution I want to give you now.
Thank you very much. Thank you, my dear brother.
Thank you. Thank you, my director. Thank you, my director. I'm so much happy with you. I've been trying anywhere I go. I always talk about this Biafra. Sometimes, even when I was in KKO yesterday, somebody was telling me, say, I should forget about Biafra. Say, when will Biafra? I was telling the man, say, Oga, I know your age is no more at hand. But what I'm telling you, I'm a young man. I know that Biafra will stand. You know, I was surprised seeing our governor here writing Buhari as Okechukwu Buhari. Eh?
Very, very, very.
How can you look at an Hausa man calling him Okechukwu Buhari? Eh? I don't know how our people reason. Eh? Then forget all what Hausa people, Hausa planning people do to our people. Now they are supporting Hausa Buhari, Okechukwu Buhari. Eh?
Very sad.
My director, well, I thank God for you. I'm so much happy. I used to listen one program in this over here. They call People's Assembly. But I'm not more listening to that program because they don't tell us the truth. How can you invite a politician? When someone called to tell the politician what he did, he said he should not insult the politician. That person, is he God sent?
No, everybody, he should not insult politicians.
He should not talk bad to the politician. Who is that person? When the person is not doing the right thing, now you don't want somebody to call and tell the person what he's doing. He said he should not insult politicians. Is he different from others? Is he not the same one head? I'm so disappointed with all this our people. I stay Lagos for how many years? Igbo people say, I know when Ojukwu come to Lagos in trade fair to advise Igbo people. But most of them refuse to hear. Ojukwu cried, he said, how can you people come to Lagos like this in another man's land and be this kind of trade fair? While Onocha place have land, Imo State have land, Abia have land, you people come to this place and be this kind of trade fair. It's impossible. Ojukwu cried because of it. But now, what Ojukwu is saying, that's why you see most of them now running aside. They don't want Biafra. Because they believe say, we are benefiting. When the war started, they will not benefit anymore. That's why you see most of them now running up and down. They are afraid of war. How can you be afraid of war when the war haven't ended? My director, let me step down so that others will talk. I thank you. May God bless you. May God keep you and your family. You that bring this idea. God must surely keep you.
Until
you see that this Biafra stand.
He say and keep you too. And keep you, my dear brother.
Thank you. Thank you, my director.
Thank you. Thank and well spoken. I accept everything that you have said. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We have come to separate the wheat from the chaff, essentially. Chukwu Abiyama never created me and our WhatsApp people together. If he did, today I would have been a Muslim. These are the things that most of you don't understand. Do you know that Muslims tried to conquer you before? I'm asking you, do you know? I am somebody who listens very, very attentively when my teachers are teaching me. And I can remember the same way I remember Mrs. Akpa, I can remember the exact teacher that taught me this very history before I researched it. Do you know that Hausa Fulani came to conquer you before? Are you aware of that? They came with their camels and their horses. They had conquered Yoruba people and they were coming to conquer us as well. They had spread Islam to the Atlantic Ocean across the whole of West Africa. Ivory Coast, Senegal, everywhere there was Islam. Everywhere there was Islam. There is one place that Islam never entered. If you want to know if you are Biafran, look all around you. Did Islam make it to where you are or not? If Islam did not make it, then you're a Biafran. Everywhere you go to Islam, until you get into Biafra land. The absence of the presence of Islam confers the legitimacy and the title of the children of heaven. Umwezala. To all of you. They came to Lower Benue and the army, they were sent from Zaria. The army that came to conquer us came from Zaria. They came to Benue and they died. This Benue you're looking at, before Trubo, they died there. Do you know what killed them? We didn't go to war. We didn't go to meet them in battlefield. Because we had enclaves, more or less. You know, people that appreciate. The closest you can get to the type of life we're living then was what I call the Greek city-states. Where people isolated and in their pockets of their own little governments was running things for themselves. Small, tiny hamlets and villages. No army went to meet this very army in battle. This army was killed. This army of Awasa Fulani was destroyed, completely destroyed. Do you know who killed them? Tukwa Biama. Do you know how he killed them? He sent an army of Sesefly to give them sleeping sickness. These people that came to conquer the children of God, the children of light, they fell asleep. And some of them never woke up from that sleep. The white man called this Sesefly, but I know that Tukwa Biama killed them. If that thing happened anywhere else, if this, what I'm telling you now, were to happen in Rome or in Canterbury or anywhere else, all of you will be performing pilgrimage there. You will say, oh, Yahweh Lanso, come and witness the glory of God. Come and see what God did in the lives of our ancestors. Why do you think Israel is strong? They remember the heroics that Tukwa Biama performed in the lives of their fathers that went before them. But you don't know this piece of history, do you? Have you asked yourself, why is it that Islam made it to the Atlantic Ocean in every Yoruba land, but not in Biafra land? Have you asked yourself that very question? If you ask yourself that question, you will know you're a child of God. That Tukwa Biama did not want Islam to come here. Now, if Tukwa Biama never wanted Islam, why should a white man take us to Islam? That is the question I have for people that believe in one Nigeria. Why should a white man tell you who your friends are when indeed we have nothing in common with them? These are for people to understand. These are for you to appreciate. You are where you are today because of this moment. Tukwa Biama is not going to come down to fight for us again. Because after he fought for us, who left Arosi? You left your own Arosi and took Arosi of the white man. Now you have to fight this battle yours. He's with us, no doubt. But we have to fight it ourselves. And why didn't Biafra come between 67 and 70? Because had His Excellency called back the white man and said, come, I will give you oil, there will be Biafra today. Because we were too sinful. Tukwa Biama never wanted to give us Biafra. Then now the time has come. Because we have come before him and before the whole world to confess our sins. He is now with us. And this battle we are going to win.
Hello, Director.
Yes, please. Your name and where you are.
Director, good morning, sir. I'm calling from Aba. My name is Emmanuel Okorie.
Emmanuel, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I am so glad to hear your voice this morning, sir.
Thank you.
Director, please. You know, in this Aba, there is something that I want to say about this Aba. This Aba people, you know, when you are telling some of them about their Biafran stuff, they think that you are playing, sir. Because they have not come to their normal sense of reasoning. These people here, because an candidate of ABGA, which is LSOT, came to Aba yesterday. And everybody was rushing to go and see him. And I was wondering why everybody is rushing. Is it that they are not hearing about Radio Biafra, or they have not heard about Biafran country to be restored? So I am coming to ask, if there is something that could be done or that will be done, let it be done. It's not compulsory that everybody will follow at once. It's not compulsory that everybody will follow. I know there are some people that have been calling, or that have not been getting or reaching this radio station for a very long time now. But if they are willing to call, they are trying this number often and on to call the Radio Biafra to make their opinion shown to people. I know that when we march, that nothing is going to stop us. Even the people that have not joined or that have not talked about anything Biafra, that they will join, that they must do something. Because it's not everybody. Rome was not built in a day. And it's only three people that make Babylon what they are. So what I'm saying in effect now is that if we are doing something, let us not wait for the crowd, Director.
Yes,
So, Director, let us not wait for the crowd. There are men that are willing. If you say that, let's come out now and do something so that the world will hear us. As we have been speaking it in Radio Biafra, I know that even Obama himself, Goodluck Jonathan, Buhari, and other presidential candidates and the governorship people, that they are hearing us here. And they will not do something or say anything about Biafra because they are benefiting something in our oil. They are benefiting something. There are people that is running about this for this election. They will not say anything because they have been getting something. They have been getting something. What of us that is not in a politics? We are not going anywhere. We are not doing anything in politics. We are not doing anything. And we are not benefiting anything. That is why everybody today rush into politics. They rush into politics because they have seen something there. That is why everybody rush into politics. Because they know that in a space of 1 year, 2 years, they have become what they want to be. So, Director, I am very glad to have somebody like you in a Radio Biafra and in a Biafra country. You are a brave man indeed, Director. You are a brave man indeed. And I believe that God that have brought you out will continue to safeguard you, to bless you, and bless your children, and safeguard whosoever have come in your lineage. Have depended or believed in Biafra.
You say, thank you very much. You say.
So, Director, this moment, I want even the people, yesterday, you was broadcasting on the radio, and someone have to call you. I was so much annoyed. Someone have to call you and say, Director, you should stop deceiving people. I know that person is, he has gone bananas. Maybe he has smoked Indian hemp, and he has gone bananas entirely. Because he don't even know what he's saying.
Of course he doesn't.
Director. So you know there are many people that doesn't understand simple English, because what we speak here is English, and there are many people that does not want to understand, and they will not understand. But what they believe in is in action. When they see it, they cannot allow the Boko Haram people or the people in the zoo. These ourselves and the Yorubas to fight them or to kill them. When we march, nothing is going to stop us. We Biafran, we are brave people. I mean our back calling. So I am here. My brothers and others have supported Biafra, but it's just that I have not been privileged to get this line for a very long time now, and I know so many people are. In this number, they could not get it. Thank you, Director. This is my opinion for today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and we welcome it gladly and openly. Thank you very, very much. People said we must broadcast, and that is exactly what we are going to do. We will take some break and then be able to return to continue by bringing this morning's program to a close. We hope to be live again later on this very afternoon and also in the evening in run-up to the charade that they call elections. We are going to be reporting live at least a minimum of 3-4 times every blessed day. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you for listening this very morning. We welcome all your calls, all your volunteers, everywhere you are doing one thing or the other to support this very effort to restore the kingdom of heaven upon the face of this very earth, that in the end, the will of Chukwu Abiama will be done in our lives. I thank and I appreciate all of you for all your help, your consistency, and your support. We ask you to continue to support us in any way that you can, because we need the input and the help of everybody for us to do this very work and do it exceedingly well. Once again, I reiterate my thanks to all of you for listening, and to inform you, in case you hadn't known this before, that Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship, because Chukwu Abiama is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. We'll rejoin you again in the next few hours. From me, from here, this very moment, it is simply good morning.
Lord triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. We have emerged triumphant.